the competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend. I'm gonna be true to me, my opportunity.
Well, give it up for America. Look at what America did.
I felt my soul leave my body last week. That was one of the longest weeks of my life.
Literally, Friday felt like it was 9,000 years.
Yes.
It felt like it was
Wednesday to Friday was 9,000 years long.
Painful. Painful. Guys, welcome to the America's Next Top Best Friend podcast, and never have I been happier to say that this is America.
Yeah, I can go back to not hating my country, and every time I see an American flag, like,
yeah,
associating it with Trumpy.
I mean, it's, there's still parts of it that aren't perfect, but, you know.
Yeah, I just want to hate and like my president the normal amount. That's all.
Yep, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. I'm Amanda Mitchell. Joining me here today is my favorite person, Hillary Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Sussman.
Oh, wow. What a compliment.
Wow. What a claim.
I love how much Tucker Carlson wants to hate fuck AOC. It's so funny.
I love
to
how
me.
Much she just lives rent-free in so many people's
yup.
heads.
Yup.
She has them shook. Gorgeous. Because she's so much better at their job than she is.
Oh. Than they are, yes. It's true. Then,
yeah, like, she's just so much better at their job than they are at all. It's I love it. I love it. It feels like last week was 9,000 years ago. It feels like since we last recorded. So I even was just like, wait, where are we in the season? Where are we in the show?
Cycle 3 feels like it's been going on forever because so much shit has happened in real time. Like, when did we start recapping Cycle 3? September?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Like, after, like, I was still in Michigan when we started recapping Cycle 3.
Wow.
Feels like a long time ago.
Truly a lifetime ago. So,
twas.
What are we recapping today, Amanda?
We are... Oh, goodness. I'm gonna hit with the yawn. We're recapping Australia's Next Top Model, Cycle 3, Episode 8.
Great.
Which, if I recall, is titled, has one word for a title.
It is Movement.
Movement. So, this episode is the... we're gonna just burn the entire Paloma image to the ground episode.
Yeah, I took like probably 7 or 8 clips of Paloma being the worst, all within like the first half hour of the episode. I was like, how can she be such a horrible person within 60 minutes? Like, just show her true.
Did you
self.
Listen to her exit speech?
Of course.
Did you write it down? Because I did.
No.
I wrote the whole thing down.
I just recorded her saying that she was eliminated because she was too good. She had a lot of gorgeous sound bites in this episode that,
like,
I will be posting to the Instagram.
A true iconography, like art, like an art form in abusive narcissistic behavior.
Mm-hmm. Gaslighting. She actually is so useful to all of these girls. Like, Steph H will remember the moment she learned what gaslighting was because of Paloma.
Right. Because of Paloma. Because she guessed, like, Paloma just gaslights her over and over and over. It's like all of her actions are just abusive behavior 101. It really is.
So the episode opens with Paloma bitching about the fact that she was in the bottom two.
Yes. So she doesn't understand why she's in the bottom two. Cut to a clip of Jody telling Paloma why she was in the bottom two.
And then we learn that as soon as... Who was eliminated last week?
Danica.
As soon as Danica's name was called, Paloma started bitching to the other girls about how Steph should have been in the bottom two with Danica. Mm-hmm. And Steph hasn't been in the bottom two yet. And she said that in front of all the girls, including Steph.
Including Steph.
Because she's stupid.
Yes. She also said it in a talk, like a talking head. She literally said, as much as I love Stiff, I just don't know why she hasn't been in the bottom two
it's
before.
It's so wild to it's me not that fair. Paloma thinks she gets a free pass to say whatever she wants and can later just be like, oh, I was angry. She thinks she can say whatever angry. She wants as long as she is experiencing an emotion while she says it.
Like, yeah.
Why do you think you're not going to be held accountable for what you said?
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling.
It's absolutely mind-boggling. Like, the minute we're going to get there, but there's a minute that, like, something that she said that I was like, how does anyone expect me to stand this girl who is clearly just, like, an abusive narcissist? Like, it's shocking because she's 16 years old.
Paloma ends up sobbing in her talking head and says, they don't know what my strong point is because I'm good at everything.
But they tell us we're meant to be like that, so they're contradicting themselves, so I don't know what the problem is.
Also, that's what she... her cry voice is so much lower than her fake baby voice.
Yes, I know.
It's so funny to see the contrast.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan, for some reason, gives her the time of day and, like, sits down in the alley with her and kind of gives her a pep talk.
I think Jordan just sees that Paloma, like, other girls, like, so clearly don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's just, like, and, like, she's also seen that Paloma has
mental committing health self issues.
Yes, and it also has self-destructive tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what these are. They're self-destructive tendencies. So I think Jordan is at least trying to, like, knows that, like, if no one's there for Paloma, that's vastly worse than having one person be there for Paloma.
So Jordan's kind of the martyr.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then Paloma... Lord. Paloma confronts Steph and is basically like, I heard you mad at me for what I said. And accuses her of taking it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And Steph's like, wait, you're mad at me for being mad at you for saying something shitty to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the situation.
That's the situation we're in.
I felt like I was in high school. I had to, like, regress my brain to do the mental gymnastics needed to understand why Paloma
is mad.
We
are in high school. But this is some Shannon Bador level. Like, how dare you, like accuse me of something that I did.
Yes. I love that meme.
Because, like, it really is that. She, like she marches in, and she's like, that's not what I said, and if that's what I said, that's not how I meant it.
It's true. And then Steph's like, when Paloma does a bad thing, she tries to make other people feel like they did something worse than she did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yes, honey, it's called gaslighting. Oh, you're learning so much. She is growing so much. I'm so proud of Steph Age.
I mean, I'm horrified that a 16-year-old girl needs to learn about gaslighting at any point in her life. I mean, like, ideally, we live in a world where no one had to, that term didn't need to exist.
Right, but it does, and especially in 2007, it does.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So then Paloma bitches to Jordan, and she's like, all the people here are fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if Steph wants to be friends with me, she'll apologize to me.
Literally.
The delusion.
She expects an apology? An apology for what?
An apology for being mad at her, for her being mean to her. It's insane.
It makes no sense.
It makes zero sense.
She absolutely, like, again, I don't like using this word to describe women, but she's fucking hysterical. Like, it makes no sense.
She's fully gone. I was screaming at my computer. I was so angry.
Yeah, I was legitimately angry when she said that.
She's...
But Anika walks over to Steph. She's like, you know you haven't done anything wrong, right? And Steph's like, yeah, I know that.
Paloma's the Babadook.
Mm-hmm.
So then Steph...
Let me get this other nonsensical Paloma line, because I wrote down everything.
Gorgeous.
She said, I'm not in the, I haven't been in the bottom because I haven't done bad. And I was like, are you saying I've done bad?
She is so hypersensitive right now. You can't speak to her. You just need to let her vent to you.
Yeah,
need to be around her, that is.
Yep.
So
it's fucking exhausting.
This episode also made me realize And I did love her before, but this just moved her up to my number one favorite. Annika is a sweetheart baby doll, and she needs to be protected at all costs.
I would die for her.
She is such a little sweetie pie.
She's the sweetest. She's so fucking pretty.
She's so happy. Genuinely She's happy so, for other yes, people. Yes,
and she, like, cares for other people.
Yeah.
There's a line, I can't remember, there's a line that she said later on in this episode that I literally laughed out loud at. She's it was during cute. The dance. It was like during the catwalk.
She is very pure. So then so Paloma pure. Walks into hers and Steph's room because it's just them, the two underages left. And she pulls, she's fueled by the strength of adrenaline. And she pulls her bunk bed away from Steph's.
Right. Because they had pushed them together to make it like a double bed situation.
And Steph finds all of her stuff that fell off the beds on the floor, and she's like, okay, great. And she takes the birthday card she made for Paloma and throws it in the garbage.
You know what, Team Steph,
good for her. And she's like, you didn't say anything.
I know, Steph, the only reason Steph is still there is a vast amount of favoritism on behalf of Jody Mears
completely. Yeah, she's very like, the longer the competition goes on, the more I see Mall Girl instead of model. Like, she could totally do catalog, but she's just, like, too cute, you know?
She's too cute. Yeah.
At least right now.
She's the girl next door.
So then the girls go to the Sydney Dance Cafe. And Jody congratulates them for being top five.
Right. And this week is all about movement. So it's barely about movement.
Yeah. Jody's friend Ramon is going to give them a dance lesson
at the Sydney Dance Company.
There's this weird moment where Jody goes, so you'll probably excel in that, right, Paloma? And Paloma goes,
yes, it should be quite easy.
And I was like, ew!
And then Paloma, no, and then Jody goes, well, even if it's not, it'll be funny to watch. I see you trying to be Erica Haynes.
I need Jody to, like, rip Paloma a new one.
Like, Jody, if you were Erica Haynes, we would, that's such an Erica thing to do, just to, like, hit her right back.
Yeah, to, like, toss a softball and then beat her with it. The girls go change into leotards, and Ramon teaches them, like, a routine, and Alice is awkward as expected.
Like, literally, they could have just underwritten this with just that, like, the subtitle, Alice is awkward. What a surprise.
Jordan actually has more rhythm than I expected.
Yeah, I feel like Jordan's that kind of girl who, like really, when she shows up at the club, she's gonna show up.
And then that little clip of them, like, stomping towards the mirror in a row with the full wind in all of their hair, you know Tyra, like, masturbates to that. It was gorgeous.
And then Jonathan shows up for literally 30 seconds. And he's there to give them their Jody mail. Yeah. Why couldn't Ramon do it?
Here, I have something for you.
Yes.
He did. He appeared Jody out mail. Of the ether. That literally was weird. He walked out. He lives in that dance studio mirror.
It must be a two-sided mirror.
So
maybe weird. There's like a door.
Cloris Leachman in Double Toil and Trouble, fully trapped in a mirror.
Wow, a reference.
Well, it was just Halloween, so.
Facts. Jody Mail. It's also read by Paloma, who we later learn fucks up two words in this sentence, but I wrote them down the way she read it. Once the game is over, the king and the prawn go in the same box. Trust in yourself. So it's an old Italian proverb, is that first part. And she does not have to say the word proverb. And the king and the prawn.
Proverb.
And they're all
the king
like,
and the prawn. The prawn.
What?
Instead of the pawn.
Oh, she said the prawn? I was prawn, wondering like a where shrimp. A shrimp came into this.
Yeah,
I was like where's the shrimp in the black box?
That I know, because I was confused, and then I rewatched it, and I was like, oh no, she said it's the word pawn. She just said the word prawn.
Paloma, you don't get to read the Jody mails anymore.
No, not after this episode.
True. So then the next day, the girls meet Jonathan and Jody, and they're doing a photo shoot challenge, working with Fabrizio, a.k.a. Fab.
Fab.
And the photo shoot is actually pretty fucking cool.
It's very cool. I just hate human condom outfits on anyone.
Yeah. It is like a catsuit unitard. The headpiece fully transforms it to human condom.
Very Charlie Day and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, yeah. My dear.
And they also have called upon the personal trainer, Andreas, to limber them up for the shoot.
They just wanted to show off Andreas.
Yeah, and have him, like, do suggestive stretching with the girls.
Yeah. Yuck. So they basically put them in black human condoms. These, like, just horrible all-in-one catsuit things. Mm-hmm. But I do love the pairing of that with, like, the over-the-top mess, like, eyelash and...
A fake top and bottom lash. Really fake top worked.
And bottom lash and a red lip, mm-hmm. and nothing else. Whew!
Gorgeous.
Art. Stunning.
Jordan's up first, and she kills.
And this right also away. Showed me how stunning Jordan is.
Really? When you take away everything, all that, you just that see her face.
That lion's mane. Yeah. Because she got too much hair.
She does have too much hair.
And she doesn't know how to take care of it. So, like I just want to put a fucking hair mask on her hair. I just want to give her some Olaplex.
Steph, she starts slow, but then gets it by the end.
Yeah. But she looks like a bug.
Yeah. She like, just some doesn't of the girls the look better.
Some of the girls look better in the cat suit than others. And it's, like, clear, but it's obviously, like, Anika and Jordan are the girls who look the best. And everyone else looks kind of weird, yeah. In my opinion.
Anika, because she's the only girl who's, like, somewhat athletic there, can do all these, like, back bends and shit. She's, like, contorting her body in ways that are very impressive. So she gets some awesome shots.
Yeah. And then Jonathan takes Alice aside, like, I want you to be, like, so much bigger than that box. Just, like, take over the box. Like, I need you to be energy. I know you're really quiet. He's just so unimpressed by her. Mm-hmm. He's so unimpressed by her, and it's so obvious.
Yeah, he really doesn't like her. I think he did this as, like, a tactic to try to make her fuck up her shoot. Because he did it right before the shoot. And he's I know I'll get inside her head.
I think he did it in a way to, like, make it look like she's having a struggle arc for the narrative.
Also, you know. Probably. Huh. So, Alice, they want more emotion from her, and Jody's there giving her directions, and they eventually ask her to scream,
mm-hmm.
and it's no Kaylin and she in the can't. Grave.
No, she's just like...
She goes... Ah! Like, she physically cannot scream.
That's crazy to me.
I hope nobody tries to kidnap her. Yeah,
I
was gonna
say, I hope nobody breaks into her house. Like, what, girl?
Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Girl from the diaphragm.
And then Jonathan does the same thing to Paloma, where he tries to psych her out before her shoot, and is basically you look like a men's magazine model, you're too slutty. Turn it down.
Comes out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah. Have not heard that critique yet. Anything that makes Paloma upset, I'm like, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely, please. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So they, like, have to teach her the difference between strength and arrogance. Because you know she doesn't know.
Mm-mm. Yep. And literally Jonathan's just like, this isn't her week.
Yeah, Jonathan's like... I'll tell you why she's the weakest link, because the other four are light years ahead of her.
Yikes.
And he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
And then Paloma blames it on being given too much direction. It's never... Paloma has never taken ownership for anything in her life.
I wonder what that reminds us of.
I fully was about to do a Trump metaphor, but he's not allowed to be on this podcast.
No, he's not. He's never invited onto this podcast.
No.
Bye, Wig. This is standing invitation. Bye, Wig. Bye. Bye. Bye, Wig.
You know I just watched that season, too. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah. So, And literally, like, we see Paloma in her talking head. She's like, they don't think I'm good enough anymore. So sometimes I just think, why bother?
I don't feel sorry for you.
It's not that they don't think that you're good enough anymore. It's that everyone else that you're working alongside, like, started doing drastically better while you plateaued.
Correct.
That's how it happens.
And also, you need to be going to therapy twice a week and be on a medication right now. You don't need to be pursuing the world of modeling.
It's really concerning to me that this show has had so many young girls who are deeply depressed. Mm-hmm. And have no coping mechanisms. Mm-hmm.
So Jody, Fabrizio, and Jonathan announced the winner of the challenge, who is Jordan.
Jordan.
And Annika's so cute and proud of her.
Mm-hmm. Jordan obviously picked Steph. I was shocked we didn't get a talking head from Paloma about that.
I know. I like, you know, I looked for Paloma's face braced in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And she then, like the, showed her true colors for a minute. Her smile dropped, and then she had her fake smile back on.
Mm-hmm. So Jordan and Steph get to be in a fashion show in front of 1,000 people for a company called Bonds, which I looked up. It's kind of like it's like underwear. It's like
sassy
underwear, and like it's like remember when like Gap had only had like underwear and like loungewear and shit.
Yeah.
That. Very that.
I see it.
Cool. So, yeah. So back at the house, the girls are playing Balderdash.
Oh, and then the losers have to help with, like, production for the show.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank
but
you.
Yes, the girls sorry, are playing Balderdash, which I love.
And Paloma's annoyed and confused because Steph is just talking to her like nothing happened.
Yeah. Which is...
Which I didn't make.
No, go ahead.
I don't understand why Steph would do that.
I feel like Steph kind of had a realization, like, conflict goes nowhere. I'm just going to pretend everything's fine and know who this girl is. Just right. to, like, get through the days.
Like yeah, it's like, I'm going forward, I know exactly how she behaves. So it's like, but I'm not going to cut her out completely. But at the end of the game, Alice and Paloma are deemed the best liars in the house.
Yeah. And, like, and Paloma takes it, like, personally.
Literally.
And then
like they ask her, like, how's it feel of being the biggest lawyer in the house? And she, like, just, like, stomps away.
Yeah. They're like, Alice, how does it feel to be the best bullshitter? And Alice is like, haha. And then Paloma's like,
food. Right. Yeah. So then this whole part was very confusing.
Yeah. So it's like bedtime, and Paloma and Steph are laying in their separated bunks, and Paloma pillow talks Steph and is like, why were you talking to me like nothing was wrong today? And Steph's like, right. Ugh, because I'm, like, over it and I don't care.
Right.
And Paloma just, like, won't give in, and she's just so mad at Steph for getting mad at her. And then
right.
keeps trying to circle it back to blame it on her depression.
Because she, like, every time Steph comes back with a logical argument,
uh-huh.
the only thing is like, well, you know I have depression, yeah. and you know that when I get angry, I get depressed and I lash out.
Like, that's not depression.
That's not
first
depression.
First of all, you probably do that's have depression, just... but you definitely have an undiagnosed personality disorder.
There's something deeper than that. Like, that's concerning.
And Steph finally is just like, okay, I literally
or
don't
just
care.
Brat.
I'm going to bed. And then right. Paloma throws herself onto Steph's bed, sobbing.
Oh, no. Steph, we missed the one part, though, like where Paloma, because Paloma goes, you know the other girls talk shit about you and I never tell you about it.
Oh, yeah. I took
Steph
a video
immediately goes,
of that.
Paloma, the other girls talk shit about you and I don't tell you. Like, you know that she was, like, because Paloma is the kind of person who, like she
also,
thinks
Paloma's
she's being...
fully lying.
She's fully lying. But also, like, I mean, she might not be lying, but, like, she's also the kind of person who, like, you'll say, like, she thinks she's being helpful by saying that. When she really, like, and everyone knows, it's like, there's no reason for you to say that other than to be extremely fucking hurtful.
Yeah. Because
it's a nasty thing to say.
So then Paloma
she's like,
throws herself
she,
onto Steph's bed.
But she wants to
bed.
Be a hero. Yes.
Paloma throws herself onto Steph's bed. And Steph's like, I just felt a body fall onto my
yeah.
bed in the middle of the right. night. And she's like, basically sobbing and finally apologizes. And Steph's like, I don't like her and I don't trust her. But like, I guess it'll be easier to be in the house if we just
right.
pretend everything's fine.
Right. It's just me being angry to say a little stuff that I don't mean. Yeah, you mean that, Paloma. You actually do. Like, it's really horrible, but, like, that's actually the worst part about it, is that you absolutely mean that stuff.
Also, stop blaming everything on your depression. How did Gemma win? She had depression,
right.
and she didn't act mm-hmm. like a complete asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So, Paloma, mm-hmm. it feels like she's kind of laying the groundwork to quit. of like, yeah. I'm not fired, I quit.
Right, energy. Definitely. I think it would have happened if she hadn't gone home this week. Probably. But Paloma talks about, like, she's like, I'm depressed and I'm just struggling with a non-modeling part of things. Like, and when she says, like, the non-modeling, she never really alludes to that, but she's like, she's struggling with being in the house with other people who are, like, holding her accountable for her actions.
She's...
Or any part, any criticism.
Yeah, and also she's not great at the model part either.
No, she's not. So it just makes sense. Yeah, so then they go to the Fringe bar. And they meet Jonathan. And this is when I texted Hillary. Because we see Anika in a fedora. Not even just a fedora, a pinstripe fedora. Oh, a black pinstripe fedora.
Poor girl.
And Alice in a pageboy hat.
Unforgivable.
Bam, bam. Bam, bam. Like, just like they punched us both in the face.
They were like, this is what wardrobe dresses wear.
They're like, we're gonna poison you.
I feel you like they were, us. Like, in character or something.
They were like, we know that these girls love them the most, so we're gonna make sure that they do something absolutely horrible and nearly bordering on unforgivable.
True. So Jonathan... Like,
this is strike one.
Jonathan tells Steph and Jordan that they have to dance down the catwalk, and that Anika, Alice, and Paloma are gonna be, like, dressing the models backstage.
Yeah. This is when Anika goes, I was all so jealous that I wasn't gonna do it because I love doing catwalk, especially in your underwear in a pub.
Cutie. So then the girls learn their catwalk dance from their coach, Paz, and we get a dance montage, and Annika was like, I went upstairs and I saw part of the dance and they look fantastic. She's so fucking cute.
Supportive.
Also, sorry I made her British for a second.
Fantastic.
The bar is packed for the show.
Yeah.
And the girls do fine.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't
Jordan does better than Steph, in my opinion.
Steph looks like she's gonna fall off the runway at any minute. I don't know if it's just because she's so little.
Yeah, she definitely... No, I think she just leans left. Mm. Like, when she was walking on the runway. Like, there was a time where I literally thought she was going to fall off because she
and
just, like,
she,
was
like,
not
whips her
center.
Hair and she comes back up, I can tell she's, like, very dizzy. And
dizzy?
needs to, like, get her bearings for a second.
Woo! Been there, honey.
Same.
So, yeah. Good whatever. And then Jody Mail?
Yes. Okay.
Flying may not be all plain sailing, but the fun is worth the price. Amelia Earhart, wear your bike pants.
Ooh.
That's some Tyra level Tyra male nonsense.
Mm-hmm. True. Just say put on bike shorts so your undercarriage doesn't show.
So yeah, so you don't have to deal with you.
Get ready to ice vagina. Your pelvis.
Facts. So they meet with Jonathan outside of this giant thing. It's like
warehouse.
A warehouse. Thank you. And he's like, you're gonna get put into an extreme fashion situation. And then he opens the door to the warehouse and, like, there's just, like, a simple harness hanging there. And the girls are like, oh no, we're gonna be in the air.
And all the girls are like, cool. And then it cuts to Steph and she looks like she looks like you did when we found out your dad was on the same plane as us. She looks genuinely a mixture between horrified and pissed off. She's fighting back tears. Her teeth are gritted. And Jonathan's like, everything all right, dear? And she's like, I'll be fine.
But yeah. She's like, do not bother me about,
like,
this.
Don't talk to me right now.
I swear to God.
It's like tears streaming down her face.
I will punch you
face.
In the face straight, man.
She's like, I knew I shouldn't have told that producer I was afraid of heights.
Your Aaron Carter haircut.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, Jonathan.
Jordan's also afraid.
Also come on this podcast.
Not nearly as afraid as Steph is, but Jordan's afraid too.
Yeah.
But the photographer, Dean, is just a character. Mm-hmm.
Quite the character. Mm-hmm. He was fun. Mm-hmm. I kind of wished he had been the guest judge over Fab.
He was very kooky. I liked it. And he sounded like, it wasn't like, not even like that, like, weird put upon, like, it's my art kookiness, like, he's just a kook ball.
You can tell, yeah, in the fact that every time the camera was on him, they made him walk with him and span. It was interesting.
Yeah. So, as always, we learn the harness is fucking painful. Mm. Every time somebody on any show puts on a harness, they're like, damn, that shit hurts. It hurts. Because it's just a thing. It's a hard diaper.
It's a hard diaper. And these girls are skinny, you know their hip bones are jutting out.
But this is also when we find out this is a 5-meter drop to the ground.
With no padding, no net, nothing.
16 feet to the ground. That's terrifying. Yeah. That, to me, is scary.
But also the guy who did The Matrix was in charge of the harnesses, which we love.
Yeah. So the concept is a very out there Mary Poppins. And the girls draw straws, and guess who picks the first straw? The girl who's the most afraid.
What added unnecessary drama to draw straws? We've never done that on any other shoot.
Right! I was like, don't they just usually tell you who's going first? Like, what the fuck?
So, yeah, Steph obviously goes first. And she's also like, it's fine, then I can get it over with.
I agree, Steph.
And she does just fine. You know, she got the job done.
Yes, but she's also like, it's really fucking hard. Like, this is really hard.
You have to remember so many things at once.
Yes. And also, like, when you're being shot from, like, underneath, you have to remember not to look like your leg is being cut off or, like...
You have 1,000 chins.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of things happening there. And you're not, you don't have the ground to, like, rebalance off of, you know? Like, it's difficult. And the Dean is also on the ground when Anika's doing her shoot, who looked stunning.
Yes.
Stunning.
Fairy tale princess. Stunning.
I would have loved to see all of the shots of her from her. And and Anika nearly kicks him in the face a couple times.
Yeah.
Because they're also wearing the Lady Gaga, Alexander McQueen shoes.
The ballet stilettos. And Anika, like, finds it a little less painful than the other girls because she actually has body strength.
But I loved it because when she's back down, the photographer asks her, like, how's your crotch? And she goes, yeah, it's cool. Thanks for asking.
She's so cute. The best. Alice is kind of stiff. Does not great.
I just wrote, like, her photo shoot's awkward. It's not good to watch.
She's not Mary Poppins, but she could have done, like, a Corpse Bride, Tim Burton fantasy moment.
But she only like I understand when Jonathan says she only has one face, because he's not wrong. Like, I love her and I think she's great, but, like, you know.
Yeah.
She you know. But then finally
Jordan
justified making the top five here.
Yes. She,
like, this was, I was like, oh, okay, there we go.
Yeah, and she won the challenge this week. It was just like, yes, bitch.
Yep.
This was her week.
Like, this is her week. She finally delivered. It was everything. I love. I was amazed.
See what happens when you cut toxic people out of your life.
It's true. So we've also reached the part of the season that we always talk about on this show where all the girls hate each other because they're tired. Because they've been there together for a few weeks and they want to go home.
They are tired.
And they're all separated until they all group together against a common enemy to watch Paloma's photo shoot.
They're like, we hate each other, but we hate Paloma more.
Mm-hmm. And Paloma did very, very incredibly well for such a mediocre shot. Mm-hmm. And that's how you knew they wanted her to go home.
Yeah. But some of her poses are a little like, ooh, Betty Boop, porn star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cutesy with the umbrella. Like,
So, yeah, obviously the girls also are pissed another, she did
like
well.
A lot of shots where her legs are wide open.
And her vagina's like, boom.
Yep. But Steph says it perfectly later on because she's talking to Jordan about Paloma because they're all annoyed that Paloma did well. And Steph just goes, it annoys me that she's trying so hard because she wasn't for the wrong reason. She only wants it because so we don't get it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Paloma doesn't really want to be a model. Paloma just wants to win.
Yeah. Paloma just enjoys competition.
So, Jody Mail?
Jody Mail?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, because we got a really ominous Jody Mail. Some advice for today's elimination. if you get caught up in your emotion, you will lose sight of reality. Stay calm.
Oh.
A threat.
Ominous. Just like, we have your mother. She's in the trunk.
We never let your mothers go after the Mother's Day shoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stay calm.
They're trapped in the dance studio with Jonathan.
And Ramon.
And Ramon.
Ramon.
We go to judging.
Yes. Guest Alice judge has an outfit on that I have. I own.
I love that top. It was very cute.
Loved that top. Oh, so very, cute. Like, two-tone green and orange.
Who lives in Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm. Very, like, a top that you could buy at both a Value World over $3,000 that can even mark us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The guest judge is Fabrizio, and we get a judging challenge where the girls have to dance for them, essentially.
Yes, and I would like to say also an unwelcome back to Anika's fedora.
Yeah, but she does work her fedora. If she's got to wear it, she worked it.
I wish she had thrown it at the judges.
That would have been
I was
great.
Expecting that. You know?
Jordan, but, like, unsurprisingly, finger guns her way down the runway.
Yeah. Unsurprisingly, Alice cannot dance.
Right. She's like, she just, please, like, stop, make me do this.
She just does, like, a catwalk and then kind of does, like, a few, like, punchy things. But they're like, dance, Alice, dance, dance. No, she's not going to do it. It's like when Janice Dickinson was on in Cycle 6. And she's like, dance, Gina, dance. Smile, Gina, smile. Like,
laugh, Gina, laugh.
Oh, goodness.
Paloma, shimmies. And then Steph basically gives the judges a lap dance.
Yes. She, and Jody, as soon as she, Steph, literally just, Steph comes forward. The look in Jody's eye is just like, my daughter!
She loves Steph.
She loves her.
She's going to adopt Steph after the show.
Mm-hmm. She wants to either eat her or, take her into her, pouch like a kangaroo. And I did not say that because Australia.
Excuse me.
But they bring up Steph's photo. Her first photo, because they're getting judged on both photos this week, which is great. But the first photo, Jez is like, you look fucking terrified and uncomfortable.
Yeah, you look like a little girl in a harness.
Mm-hmm. And, her body position in her box photo is fine, but her face isn't great.
Yeah, so neither of them really hit.
No, no. They think Alice is the lazy starfish in her photo.
But then her photo box one is insane. Gorgeous. I would hang that in any room of my house.
I know.
It's...
Yes. Very, put it in your foyer. Put it in your salon.
Anika, they love her sense of flight in the harness one.
Bitch.
And then they give her an A for effort for the box one.
I love both of them.
Good
for her.
I do, too.
Anika, we stan. Jordan, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Her air photo, her Mary Poppins photo, amazing.
Best.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. But the other photo isn't as dynamic, which is fine.
And then Paloma is Charlotte's favorite for the harness one. Not mine.
Charlotte and Fabrizio love it. But her box photo is just
everyone
weak.
Hates.
Yes. And my note is just, my next note is just, don't do this. Why did I write that?
I don't know.
Don't know. For deliberation.
Mm-hmm. So we start off with they love to say who's safe first. And Charlotte, who's favorite is Jordan, is like, all right, well, we can all just agree that Jordan's safe, right?
And Jody doesn't even get a chance to be like, instant! No, no. Doesn't get to be like, doesn't get a word in. Also, this is at this point that I noticed that Alex Perry had not said a single word in judging.
Yeah. Yeah, every time I thought he spoke, it was Jez.
It was Jez, yeah. Alex loves Alice, but knows that she had a weak week. That's a really hard sentence to say.
Weak week.
He's also like, it's not bottom two material.
Right, so he's fighting for Alice, and Jez is like, not into her.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm. And Steph is not a girl, but not yet a woman. And Jody is fighting tooth and nail to keep her. Basically, Alex is fighting for Alice, and Jody's fighting for Steph.
Every judge has their favorite.
Paloma, everyone wants in the bottom two.
Yeah, they already know. They're just like, Paloma let herself down.
And then Anika, everybody loves.
They love her, but they also worry about her ability to be like commit to being full. Like, they're like, she needs to look at magazines. She needs to learn, educate herself right. about like high fashion modeling, you know. But like, basically it comes down to Alex being like, I just think Steph is a little too green, a little too young. I think she needs to like learn a little bit more. And Jody immediately is like, absolutely not. No way. No. No way. No. No. Not my daughter. Not my child.
Not without she my is daughter. Mine.
Yes.
So call out order, Jordan, Anika, and Alice, and the bottom two are Steph and Paloma.
The judges think that Steph's photos this week were unfocused, and at this point, you just cannot afford to have a bad week. And Paloma has come a long way, and she's got a gorgeous face and a gorgeous body, but they didn't come together this week. She's got a ton to give, but guess what? Her excuses get in the way. Mm-hmm. So bye, Paloma.
Oh, we're gonna miss your gaslighting, babe.
On her exit out, I wrote it all down because I have to read it. So here's a few things that she said. The first thing, she says, personally, I think the judges decided to eliminate me because I'm too good for the competition. Mm-hmm. And then she said this on her, like, little rolling her bag out along the Sydney Harbour thing, right? I don't know what it is, but something like that. She goes, you know, if I had stayed as strong as I did when I came in, I could have won, but I didn't. I've learned that while I've been here, how to deal with my anger and my anxiety, and bottom line, you really can't trust girls. I think Alice will win because of what she looks like, and I hope that's not true, because that's how I know this competition wasn't real to begin with.
That is some Donald Trumpisms, I swear. Uh-huh. Like just calling the election, basically being like, mm-hmm. If I don't win, it's rigged.
Uh-huh. If I don't win, it's rigged. Any votes that aren't in my favor are not fake. Real.
Yeah.
Or fake. Like, that is like insane. There's no way.
Wait, where? What is her? Where are they now? I need to know.
Oh my god, hold on. I have it.
I'm hold on.
Excuse me.
It can go princess. Like one of two ways for me.
Oh goodness, my princess. Good. Wait. All right, hold on. I have it. Okay. So, Paloma hardly did anything.
Oh, okay, cool.
She doesn't have an Instagram, she doesn't have a Twitter, doesn't have a Facebook, doesn't have anything. She signed to Priscilla's model management, but she only took about 35 tests, and she was in one magazine called BLK1. She's also the face for Impulse London Vibes body spray, like you saw on that episode that we ragged on.
Right.
And that's it.
That's it.
Damn. Literally, like she has a Star Now page that she made, but nobody knows when it was last updated.
Anybody has any insight into Paloma, we need to conduct a wellness check. Please send any information you have to our email account.
Yeah. So, do you want to do our social media, my queen?
Yes! You can find all of our social media links at americasnexttopbestfriend.com. You can send us an email at nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. Also, our 200th episode is next week, and we've been calling out to you guys, I think, on Instagram and Facebook for voice memos. If you want to be a part of the podcast, we've heard from a good amount of you, but keep sending in those voice memos to nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com.
Yep, you can record a voicemail, sending it an email, no longer than 3 minutes. Talk to us about how you feel about the pod. Send us love. Basically, just give us a love letter, guys.
Yeah, or like ask for advice. You can literally talk about whatever the fuck you want. Whatever you want. If you need guidelines, though, then just like
slide in our DMs on Instagram. We'll help you out.
Yeah,
we're here.
Yeah, show us some love.
One of us is always active to check.
3 years now. Almost four.
Almost four.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. Also, if you're not already, you can subscribe to us on Patreon, patreon.com/nexttopbestfriend. We have not done one for November yet, but we've got like a shit ton of episodes.
We did a pre-election one last week.
Check out our backlog. We also are going to be posting a poll soon for what we're going to recap after cycle 3, though I have a feeling you guys are going to vote for more Australia.
Oh, yeah, because I know they're going to want us to talk about Demelza.
Ask for me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at hilarious123.
Yes, my queens, if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, it's at Loch Ness Mandak, the scary Scottish monster. Cute.
Yay.
Amazing. We did it. Feel the change?
I do.
Get into the moment. Bitch! Get into the moment!
Okay, we love you guys. Have a safe week. Celebrate. Wow. Be happy. We still have so much work to do.
Yeah, it's just the beginning, guys. We love you. Have a good week. Bye-bye.